Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who has a solar expert and energy services supervisor to help members understand if solar is right for them and help members avoid possible scams from outside parties. Learn more at mte.com/prosolar. So, quite a few things to talk about. Getting close to back to school time. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joins us. And James, it's been a minute since we've been back to school. Let's see if that helps. Hey, James, you got us?
Oh.
Yeah. So, I was saying it's been a minute since we've been back to school.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to talk a little bit about that here in a second. I do have one thing. Goodwin Plumbing is having a Goodwin Plumbing Gives Back event this Saturday in downtown Christiana, 7027 Main Street, Christiana. And they're going to have food, music, fun, live music, bring a lawn chair, have a lot of fun. And if you go to Miller's Grocery, they're going to give 10%. And all of this goes to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation of Middle Tennessee in honor of the Goodwin's daughter, Madeline Goodwin. So, again, that's a great cause. And it's this weekend, Miller's Grocery, a good country singing out there in the middle of Christiana. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, you can do that in the summertime and then wintertime, we're just trying to get to summertime, so it seems like we're rushing that all the time, James. But here we are, getting ready to go back to school.
Absolutely, it's time. And you know, people think, you know, oh, it's July. No, it's August. And
yeah,
and you know, a couple of things we want to talk about today is not just back to school, but how can you save money along the way. So, you know, one of the things I was out shopping this past week, and I said, you know, when is back to school? When's that tax-free weekend coming up?
Right.
And so one of the things that our listeners may want to do when we're going to kind of get into this in a minute is this would be the good weekend to go shopping, because even though tax-free weekend isn't out there, it's not going to be as busy as next weekend.
I've always said I'd rather pay the 10%.
Well, here's what you can do. You can go out and do all your shopping today. Mm-hmm. Take a look at what the policies are, return, that kind of stuff. And then next weekend, just go get your adjustments for the different prices and sales. So now you get top selection. You can still get your tax benefit from it because you'll go back and get the adjustment made. And you don't have to fight the crowds at the cash register. Now, you may have to see a few people at the customer service counter. But the bottom line here is that this might be the good weekend to go shopping overall and just kind of maybe beat some of the crowds at least.
You know, I've never thought about it that way. So.
And so tax-free weekend is July 1st through August 2nd. So that's not this weekend, it's next weekend.
Mm-hmm. The 31st, right? Friday, yeah. The 31st through August. What is it? Sunday morning or Sunday at 11:59 p.m., I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you're on that list about, you know, having to go get some school supplies or that kind of stuff, I'd probably go shopping this weekend to kind of get in.
That's some good advice.
So back to school season here, parents mm-hmm. and students, everybody's gearing up for, you know, and then whether you're doing in-person or shopping online, of course, if you're shopping online, I don't guess the tax thing really makes a whole lot of difference about, because you're shopping online, I don't know if you're going to get that tax break you would if you shop local. And of course, we want our people to shop local. We want to support our local businesses anyway. So we have some tips here for people. You know, in-person shopping, you know, make sure you create a shopping list. It's kind of like going to the grocery store when you're hungry. You might see all kinds of stuff out there, but get the stuff that you know you need to have. And of course, shop early. Of course, we've already talked about that here really quick.
Yeah.
Compare prices with retailers and like I said, check the store policies, especially for electronics and clothing. So one of the things about electronics is a lot of times you only have a 14-day return policy. So you wouldn't have wanted to do that electronic shopping last weekend to get the tax credit, but you do want to think about doing it this weekend. That's the kind of type frame you're kind of looking at. Second thing, research big ticket items, reviews, and that kind of stuff. Check specs on what you're doing. Make sure that you're going to get all the programs you want. Yeah, I have been in a couple electronic stores over this past week, and there are some deals out there on computers and some of the electronic stuff, and they're already starting to kind of gear up for back to school.
Yeah.
So now's a good time to go do that.
I have heard now, if it's been a few years since you've bought a computer, be ready for a little bit of sticker shock, because the prices of computers have gone up tremendously because the parts inside them are more valuable because of, you know, all the AI and data centers and that kind of thing. And so it costs more to make a computer now than it did just a few years ago. But and that's always the case. However, I just looked at a few one time recently when somebody told me that, and you'll be surprised. There could be a little sticker shock again.
And I saw a couple out there for like right at $300.
Oh, yeah?
And so, I mean, if you just want something simple.
Yeah.
To do, and you know, parents probably need to think about that anyway. If you go out and get some big expensive computer that's good for gaming, well, then are your students going to be doing gaming, or are they going to be doing their schoolwork?
Yeah, exactly. I know what I would be doing given the choice.
Plan ahead. We've already talked about this tax-free weekends, making a priority list, combined discounts. Just make a list of, you know, what you might need to get now, what can wait for later. Maybe some of the stuff that can wait for later might go on sale later. The other thing too is think about, you know, the school system may give a list of some of the stuff that the kids need to bring, like tissues and paper towels and that kind of stuff. Well, if the kids have friends, they can like go to the parents and go, hey, we're supposed to bring in two rolls of paper towels. Well, if we go to, you know, the warehouse club, we can get a big bundle of it, and we can kind of split the cost of boxes of tissues or paper towels and that kind of stuff that they want you to bring in.
Yeah, save a lot of money that way.
Yeah, just kind of combining it all up. Ask for discounts. You know, if you're out there shopping, ask if, hey, you know, bulk purchases, like we're talking about floor models, loyalty programs, student IDs, you know, some places may want a student ID to do it. Visit school drives, communities, organizations, that kind of thing. I'm not sure about this, but some of the schools may already have a list of the stuff that you need to bring in for the school year, even though the kids haven't been there yet. I would think that would have been a good step for the schools to take, you know, ahead of time to take advantage of these, especially the tax-free weekend.
James Price is here with the Better Business Bureau, and this is a look at some back-to-school tips, getting ready for back-to-school time. And what else you got for us?
So the other part about it is just, you know, when you're shopping online, you know, be careful, you know, make sure that, you know, the scammers are not out there. You know, you got to know that the scammers are going to go, oh, people are going to start shopping for back to school. How can we take advantage of this? And so you're going to see things out there, especially probably on some of the higher price items like laptops and that kind of stuff, make it easy for you to say, oh, that's a really great deal. Let me get that. But know where you're shopping. And of course, you can find more about these tips on BBB.org going into the school year.
So BBB.org, great place to go. All kinds of information there, not only back to school tips and online shopping and that kind of thing. You did bring up something a second ago about online shopping, and I'm not saying this 100% for sure, but I do remember, I think, and I don't know how they do it, and based on your location or whatnot, but I do remember last year ordering some things that fell under the no tax on, you know, with Amazon. So I think you get tax-free weekend there too, if you prefer to shop that way, or maybe there are some things you just need to shop that way. But I guess check first on any of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. So yeah, I would, you know, the best thing is like we said a minute ago, do your research, make sure you save as much money as possible. Hey, switching gears a little bit.
Yeah.
BBB's 8th annual Songwriters Night is coming up. It's going to be October 1st. It's going to be at Marathon Music downtown. Our mistress of ceremonies is going to be the one and only Danielle Breezy. So she will be there. And the songwriters that they're going to have this year are Morgan Alexander, Emily Shackleton, and Will Nance. And these guys have written songs for artists like Little Big Town, Miranda Lambert. You'll see people other artists, Reba McEntire, George Strait. These are the writers who have done that. You can go to bbb.org or find out more about Songwriters Night, how you can get tickets. Businesses can sponsor events. They can donate stuff to our live auction, which donates small businesses in our community. So look forward to BBB's 8th annual Songwriters Night.
And where is this taking place?
It's going to be at Marathon Music. It's going to be downtown Nashville at Marathon Music. Yeah.
Gotcha. I think that event, it's been other places in its 8 years. Have you been at Marathon Music before?
We went last year. The year before that, it was over at Franklin and the Factory.
Okay. That's where I thought it was in Williamson County, but I didn't know for sure. So, I mean, and this is a place to actually see the people behind some really big hit songs, right?
Yeah. They'll play these songs not, you know, like they originally wrote them in the first place. So, it really a fun evening. It's a good thing for maybe businesses to get out and maybe have a contest now for your employees and say, hey, whoever wins our internal company contest, you know, we're gonna give you two tickets to a night at Songwriters Night to see these artists, or a good date night. It's a really a fun evening overall.
So is this, I'm trying to remember correctly, this helps with the foundation's work, right?
Exactly. You know, we're gonna the money that we raise for this is going to go back into small business grants that BBB has to help small businesses that can be struggling or get past certain points. And that's another thing that businesses can do. They can watch the BBB.org website, where we open up entries where you can get in there and apply for small business grants if your business needs a little bit of push over the edge. I know, you know, just one example that was a couple of years ago where a business was struggling and one of their trucks broke down. And with the truck broke down, they absolutely were not be able to do business. Well, they applied for the small business grant. They got enough money to get their truck up and running again and actually help save their business overall.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that BBB helps businesses do here in our community.
So you can find out a lot more about that at bbb.org, or we're specifically the foundation, that's bbbintegrityfoundation.org, and find out a lot about that. So Songwriters Night, and what was the date again on that one?
October 1st.
October 1st. So you're going to be looking for something to do in the fall, so that'll be a good fun event. Well, James, as always, we appreciate you coming on, and these back to school tips are important. And if you missed any part of our conversation, we'll have the podcast up where you can go back and listen. And James, we'll see you next in a couple of weeks, I guess.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thank you. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us today here on the show. And again, if you missed any second of our conversation, be sure to check it out. WGNSradio.com under podcast. Look for Rutherford Issues or any of our local shows. You'll find them right there to access anytime, anywhere. Hope you have a great day, everybody. And until next time, take care out there.